Estevan. The Estevan Comprehensive Schools Class of 2003 celebrated its 20-year reunion in mid-August, with funds raised through their event going to the Estevan Public Youth Center. They presented a check for over $2,100 to EPYC Dungeons & Dragons volunteer Meg Elliott on August 25. Graduates said supporting EPYC was an easy choice for them. "It just seemed like a good match, because we didn't have anything like that," said one of 2003 graduates Alicia Krupka. EPYC Executive Director Adam Elliott said the money will help them keep the doors open and the lights on as they continue reaching out to the youth in Estevan and the surrounding area, especially as they go into the new school year. "We will be starting two new groups this school year," Adam said. "A de-stress sesh where kids can come and de-stress from the week of school. The other will be for the parents of teenagers to come together and talk about the rewards and challenges of raising teens. We're looking forward to another great school year and this money will go to help with that, so I cannot thank you enough for this donation." To raise money, 2003 graduates organized an auction and a raffle with local businesses donating items. Besides, several grads helped save some costs. Amanda Mack with Coldwell Banker Choice Real Estate covered the expenses of the Estevan Kinsman Club organizing a casino night as part of the entertainment, so funds collected from participants were redirected towards fundraising efforts. Also, graduates Dylan and Alicia Krupka donated the use of the Black Grasshopper Pub and Eatery, and Tasha Simon's family provided the plaza for the second night. About 62,003 graduates partook in the reunion with some traveling from as far as Calgary. The EPYC also hosted a car wash fundraiser on August 24, with many young leaders helping residents get their rides clean for a donation. Estevan MLA Lori Carr and Estevan Fire Rescue Service members were on location supporting youths. A Cherry on Top ice cream's truck also donated a portion of their proceeds from the event to the center. With the beginning of the new school year, the EPYC will see some other changes. They will be moving their Dungeons & Dragons sessions from the weekend to midweek so that more youths can partake. They are also hoping to start an outreach program in Lampman and have drop-in sessions available there every so often to engage more kids and attract them to the center in the future. The EPYC will continue with their youth leadership program and many other activities available through the center throughout the week. "We've seen friendships forged over the summer. That's been really nice to see. And it's been a really positive experience," said Meg. To learn more about EPYC, go to their website at thepic.ca.